Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
That's what this show is about. Yes. People always tell me, man, you're just about love and happiness. It's the WIP Afternoon Show.
PVOs, baby. Positive vibes only.
Yes. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. Closer than you think, actually. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination online at marks-jewelers.com. Here is the question. Ike, is the job this Eagles coaching staff has done this year the best singular coaching season in Philly sports history? Yes or no? What do we think the response is so far?
I'm going to go with no.
Okay.
But it's close. I'll go no. 63%.
Very close. No, 65%.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes, 35%. So it is very close. I say yes, Ike says no.
I started to go high 50s, and I say, you know what, let me go over 60s.
Not only did Jack put Doug ahead of it, he put Jim Fregosi.
And Larry Brown.
And Larry Brown.
Well,
hold on.
The Larry Brown year, that's a good.
Yeah.
And a similar thing between him and
AI. They
made
it to the NBA Finals.
Yeah. He got their ass kicked in the NBA Finals.
Okay, well.
They had this type of squad.
Well, that's a good truth. It's true. Yes. It's true.
And listen, you discredit Fregosi all you want. I'll get all the 93 Phils to call in and talk about that. Maybe just like our guys.
Yes, there you go.
Yes, just our guys.
Yes. So there was we love failed Eagles chants on this show. We love great Eagles chants, but we also love failed Eagles chants. And, you know, we had Devin's in the morning. We have Chuck's famous one with 17 E's in it. Even our very own Ike Reese was exposed last week with a failed Eagles chant. So Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker, boy, did she misfire this week. Here's what it sounded like.
Let me hear you all say, E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles! Let's go, Bird!
Did we have an E-L-G-S start off? Olgs.
Let me hear it one more time.
E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles!
She knew when she said L, she messed it up.
She was lost.
Yeah, she's like, oh, God, it can't be L this quick. Yeah. Yes.
You know, when that happens, here's a piece of advice. I haven't screwed up an Eagles chant. I'm sure I will in my life at some point. If you screw up there and you're the only person doing it, acknowledge it, laugh, restart.
Just start it over. Yeah, you may as well do a do-over right then and there.
There's no catching up when you have L at the second one. Yes. Because then every letter is out of order.
Every letter is out of order, yes.
There's no way you're saving it.
E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles!
Shut up, Jack.
You can't go E-L-E-S either.
I did not go E-L-E-S.
That's not what the tape says. All right.
Yeah, Mayor? Mrs. What is it? Is it Your Honor? How do you address the mayor? Mayor Parker? Just go with Mayor Parker?
Yeah, go Mayor Parker.
All right. Yeah, you got to just hit the reset button immediately. Yep. Hit the reset button immediately and say, well, let me start that one over again. I don't want to be a meme. Like, yeah, poke a little fun at yourself right there.
Yeah, what if she said, I don't want to be on the afternoon show on WIP?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Right.
Your city. We're number one. I mean, holy cow.
By the way, Mayor, if you happen to be listening or somebody on your staff is listening, you definitely are. If you'd like to do it correctly, you can call the show.
Yes.
We will have a good one to play.
Spike. Great idea.
You're more than welcome to call the show. We'll let you do it. We'll do it with you. Everything and then that one will be wiped out of history.
I would say this because here's the thing. People that work under her, you know, whether it's people in City Hall, on the council, obviously our officers that are out there protecting and serving, they all are in cars. And they listen to WIP.
They have to be. This week.
Get the word back to the mayor that right here, the Ike, Spike, and Fritz show, we got a chance to correct this.
Yes.
We do. We want to do it right here. Great, great. That's a great suggestion, Spike.
Because again,
it was your idea.
It was again,
mine.
Mayor Parker.
Yes.
It's not going anywhere. I mean, listen to this.
Oh, oh, oh. Whoa. She got two S's in there, too.
Yes. That's,
we got Olg's S.
Here's why I want you to call. Because I know you're a highly intelligent woman, man.
Well, we know you can spell eagles.
We know you can spell eagles, man. Yeah. We got to get this off of you.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, goodness.
You were so enthused with it, too. Like, yeah, yeah. She was like, I'm telling you, you can hear. When she said L, she knew she messed up. But you can't, you don't need to forget where I'm at now. It's like, okay, where am I at now? I done missed the letter. And I think that's what Chuck did. Chuck started going with sounds.
Yeah.
He knew he had messed the letter. He knew he missed the letter. He just started going,
You know what he was doing? He was doing the thing like when you're singing a song and you don't quite know the words. And you're going,
yes, I do it all the time.
Yes, we all do it. It happens to the best of us.
Yes. Happy birthday, Ruth Taylor.
All right.
215-592-9494.
Mayor Parker.
Yes.
The phone lines are yours.
The phone lines are yours.
Give us a call.
Yeah. Louie in Nebraska.
Oh, Louie.
You're on WIP.
Is this Louie? Louie or this is the son, Louie?
Yeah, we actually have them both on the line.
Yeah,
so this is Louie.
They're ready to go. The whole family's here. Yes. Where's Shane at?
Yeah.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Louie?
What's up, Louie?
Before I get into my point today, I just want to say, because this is a worldwide show, everybody needs to go to Chickies and Pizza. I met the crew for the first time. The reason why this show is number one in Philly is because these are the guys you want to hang out with. These are the guys for the delegation. This is like the barbershop talk. The reason why we love this show is because it's entertaining. They make great points, some better than others.
Hey.
And I just really appreciate you guys. So from the bottom of my heart, for the city of Philadelphia, I just want to thank you guys for what you do. That's the first thing.
Oh,
that's very kind of you.
Yeah, thank you, Louis.
Yeah, thank you.
And you brought us gifts.
Yeah, I got a hat from Louis yesterday.
Golf balls.
Thank you, brother.
That's awesome.
Now, let's get into the point of the day. some may say that the Napoleon was the best general in war history, okay? The reason why he was the best general is because he led from the front lines, the character, the leadership that he got from his soldiers. You can see that on Napoleon. That's at least what I read in school.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
And Nick Sirianni has the same thing. Now, the reason why I'm hoarse is because I was yelling in the snow on Sunday. I was there at the most historic playoff game in Eagles history, and I saw it, okay? I saw how they came out firing. I saw how they was a little against the ropes, but they didn't quit. You know what I mean? And this is what this team is going to do. Now, listen. Me being a professional, you know, ain't nothing to cakewalk around here. You take nothing for granted. This rookie quarterback ain't no rookie. I'm sorry to tell you. The stats may say otherwise. You see what I'm saying? So let's get down to business as they know they are. Because, listen, us fans, we eating donuts. We're not working out. We wish we had a six-pack. We taking Ozempic, all that good stuff. You know what I mean?
Huh?
These guys are grinding. Okay? And we know we're going to come out with the victory.
Well, I hope so. I hope so.
And lips to their ears.
Yeah,
God's ears, I should say.
I'm not starting the worry today, even though inside it's there. I'm going to start that tomorrow. So, but
picks
I hope
up a
so.
Little bit as the week goes on.
Yes, yeah. I get more and more anxious as the week goes on.
Yeah,
yeah, but real quick, the reason why I have no concern is not because I'm a fan, but because I'm a professional. And look, Jalen Hurts and my boy Jake, even though he's missing kicks, you can see how. Under pressure packed moments, he kicked it through in the heaviest of snow. Because I was there, right?
Yeah.
Nothing better than live.
You were there.
So listen, just because he misses them doesn't mean you need to discredit him. Okay? Mm-hmm. How many players are in the NFL? How many players?
Over 1,700.
1,700.
That's not bad. You know, seems like pretty easy to make. 1,700?
I'm a golfer. I'm going to say here first. I'm a golfer. I'm going to make it to the PGA Tour one day so Ike can see me on ESPN.
That's right.
That's even smaller. So you have to understand, no matter how bad it may look, he's the best in the world, and you got to have faith in that. Fellas, Let's go, Birds. I appreciate your time. I love you guys.
All right, Louie. All right, thanks, man. Brother. There he is.
I need Louie on the PGA Tour. Imagine for the show.
Oh, yeah. It would be a huge content opportunity for us.
I mean, they have sponsors on their shirts.
Yes.
Like, we could get an Ike's Bike and Fritz
We would have to pay for it, I think.
No, it sounds like a friend thing.
You think you'd do a complimentary?
Yeah.
Free sponsorship?
I think
on
so.
Louie from the How good is he? Is there a chance he'd ever be on the PGA Tour?
I think so.
Yeah. He seems pretty young. Is he a young guy?
He's in the 60s.
Okay.
Not like age.
Age. I was like, that's not that young. Yeah.
Which seems impossible.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Is this the best coaching job in Philly sports history? Oh, OG Wade. You're on WIP. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
How you doing, brother?
OG.
Yeah, living a dream, man. You know, it's all good, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, these are the glory days here. You know, I think, what's the question of the day?
Oh, bro.
Here we go.
Yeah.
I'm trying to rock.
So disrespectful to the show. You think you just run the whole thing.
Watch this. I'm going to put OG Wade on hold so he can think about what the question of the show is. Big Lou, you're on WIP.
That's a power move, Spike. I love it.
Well,
that, man.
Look, man, you got to show us respect. He called, right? What are you calling about? I don't know. You know, it's not his show.
That's why I always have to make my notes before I come on, so I can make the family look good as well.
Dude, I appreciate that. I appreciate being prepared, Big Lou.
So Lou was right. Meeting you guys yesterday was a great experience, and we really appreciate you. Really do. I'm going to give you some. Oh, first off, Billy Cunningham's championship 82-83 was pretty impactful.
Yep, it was.
What do you say about that, Spike?
Well, it was. So I would say it's a little bit harder for me to think about that because I was 6 years old when it happened.
Right.
So I didn't, you know.
And you don't respect history like I do.
I do respect history. And my first inclination is go, well, that team was super talented, but this team is also super talented, mm-hmm. right? So
that wasn't his first year of coaching, though, was it?
Billy Cunningham? No, it was not. So,
and you think about it, they lost to the Lakers the year before.
Yep.
So for them to bounce back was really big.
Yeah, and you know, looking back on it, and you know, if Eagles win the Super Bowl this year, I don't think it'll be a Saquon is what people remember about this year in terms of just like looking back in 83, I think people look at Moses, right? I mean, like people hear a lot
more Moses than I do Doc.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, basketball is weird. I think generally basketball coaches don't get as much credit because it's so talent dependent.
Right.
But you win a championship and you beat the Showtime Lakers, it certainly has to be a good coaching performance, right?
Yeah. So let me just give you five keys to the win. I know you'll appreciate this. So they'll have to use – Vic is going to use basically the same model they used to contain Lamar Jackson and their running back, whatever his name, Henry.
Derrick Henry.
So once they commit to the pressure and they maintain the edges and don't let them get outside, they use a spy technique, they use zone coverage and confuse Jackson as far as it cut off a lot of his options of where he could
Daniels.
No, I'm saying when they played the Ravens.
Oh, okay. What they did. Okay. Right. Yes.
So Vic really confused him and cut off a lot of his options. He also disguised a lot of blitz packages and was able to really kind of mix it up. And because of the strong run defense we have, once we shut down the run, they're going to go into panic mode and they're going to have to toss the ball up just like the Rams did. And once that happens, things start to fall apart. And that's where we're going to win the game. That's where we're going to really take care of business.
Well, and hopefully, the way is very hard to tell, but because Lamar Jackson obviously had a great year, but man, this year as far as a passer goes, Jaden Daniels has been like I don't know.
I don't give a damn if he runs around for 100 yards Sunday. Throwing is what hurt us.
Yeah.
The running is not what hurt us in the last two games that these two games we played against him. He didn't run very much in the first game. He made some key runs late in that game. He threw 5 touchdowns in that game.
Right. Yeah. So.
Yeah. But I think we'll learn from that. I think that we'll mix some things up. Vic is smart enough that he'll mix some things up and he'll confuse him and he'll give him some different looks. and I think he'll cough it up. That's what I'm looking forward to.
All right. Well, listen, he did throw a couple interceptions in that in that last game.
Yeah.
So he did throw it. He hadn't thrown many interceptions all year. He had two of them in that game.
Yeah, has he thrown five or six interceptions?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
And you do have the best show on. It's not patronizing. We really believe that.
Oh, well,
I appreciate it, brother.
I know, but thank you. Yeah. Do you want to give us a breakthrough performance in honor of John Travolta's in Saturday Night Fever, which hit number one in 1978?
Al Pacino in The Godfather.
Oh, you kidding me? Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, that is.
That's a breakthrough performance.
Thank you, Big Lou.
Yes, sir.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
That's a great
through right there. Although by the time I saw it, he'd been acting
a bit of 20 big star.
Years.
Yes.
Hey, we all agree he sucks, right? I mean,
yes.
Pacino?
Well, in most roles, yes.
Brutal.
Not in that role.
Not in Scarface.
Yeah. Not in Scarface.
You would like Scarface.
I'd probably like Scarface.
Yeah. You ever seen Scarface still?
Nah. I'll get there.
Oh, dude, I just watched it during our. I got to a lot of movies I hadn't seen.
Oh, during our break?
Yeah, during our break, yeah.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. We'll see if OG Wade has collected himself right after I tell you about Colonial Hyundai. Great news on Colonial Hyundai. Perhaps you've driven by recently and noticed they were like under construction. They were doing their business out of sort of a satellite office. That's because they were making the dealership even better. They rebuilt the entire thing. John Ashdell did, the cars are, and the staff at Colonial is now there in their beautiful new location to make sure everything is better for you. Buying is better, leasing is better, servicing is better, than faster, easier, better than ever. Right now, effortless to buy, trade, or upgrade at Colonial Hyundai. They're going to give you more for your trade than anyone, consistently recognized for it, a guaranteed $6,500 no matter what condition it's in. You want a Kona, they've got it. Palisade, they've got it. Santa Fe, Tucson, over 200 brand new Hyundais in stock. And for a limited time, you can drive home a new Hyundai Elantra SEL Sport for just $119 a month. And when you buy a new Colonial or buy a new Hyundai at Colonial, you get 3-year complimentary maintenance plan. I am having trouble talking today. And America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain, as well as Hyundai Assurance. Online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. All right, OG. Are you collected? Are you ready?
Oh, I'm good. I just wanted to, compliment our coach. I guess I said the wrong thing. And
You said, what's our question today? You didn't even know what the topic was.
Because I'm trying to, I come on here and freestyle. Normally, I don't even give a damn about y'all topic.
We know.
I'm trying to, this is the OG trooper, I was trying to just get involved, but since y'all want me in there, Anyway, here's got to do. And Ike, I ain't like Yoshi. Ain't no drool coming down my mouth and all that. I just think you need to let the people know that Mike Quick dresses you. That's all I need to say. That's all. That's it. I'm
Mike,
done
with that part. Oh, man. Now listen. Those threads are in the back of the closet, man. They just need a reason to be brought out. They're in there, man. Yeah. They're in there. They just need a reason to be brought out, man.
Yeah, no, just don't bring that other one out that you use the blue chews with.
That hammer is real, for real.
Yeah.
That's the robe. He wouldn't wear the robe on NBC Sports Philly, the velvet robe.
Go ahead, man. Go.
Yeah, talk about football.
Hey, man, Nick Sirianni, I thought he should have gotten some votes for Coach of the Year. I'm not hearing a lot of it. And I'm just saying, just if you look at the maceration and how he rebounded from when this season was what looked like it had some kinks in it and everything. But to come out and to finish up like he did, turning this defense around, none of us thought we were going to have a defense at this level. All I was asking is just don't give up 30 points, So, I want to commend him on that. And then just going into this game, all we got to do is win the OG Wave 4-point system. What I'm saying?
Remind us of what those are again.
Oh, you made him remind us. All right, go ahead.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Okay. This week in football, the OG Wave 4-point system, Spike, Ike, Jack, who do you think will win the battle up front? Offensive line, Eagles O-line against the Washington Commodores D-line. Who do you think will win that battle?
I would take the Eagles offensive line.
Yes.
Okay. So the Commodores D-line against the Eagles
O-line.
Are we doing Commodores on purpose?
Same question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I'm sorry. Back the other way then. The
yes.
Commodores O-line against the Eagles D-line, who do you think will win that battle?
Eagles D-line.
Yeah, whatever side Jalen Carter's on, I'm taking yes. for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, here's a big one here. Which team you think will rush the ball more effectively?
Well, the Eagles.
Yeah, I would take the Eagles. I do think that Jalen injury does take, if it's an right. injury, does put that part at risk overall.
Yeah.
You know, I Saquon would still be great, but if he can't run, you know, that our rushing attack, you know, luckily they'll know going into the game how they're going to structure the game and mm-hmm. what Jalen's ability will be. But I would still, I would take the side that Saquon's on.
Okay. And then lastly, which quarterback would turn the ball over the least?
I don't know. Your guy gave it away, tried to give it away twice last week, so.
Right, but he didn't, so.
Well, the safety was a giveaway. It doesn't count as a turnover, but it's a turnover.
Yeah, there you go, there you go.
Well, it's a turnover. It's a turnover. It's a turnover. It's a turnover.
Don't let me slap you, Spike.
It's a turnover. I mean,
okay.
It's basically a turnover.
It's a good 4-point system. It's a good 4-point system. It is.
Yeah. Okay,
now, Spike's
good.
Right, though, when it comes to the rushing aspect. If Jalen can't run, then how much, you know what? For the first time, we may be in a neck and neck sort of rushing battle when you add in Daniels' running ability to go along with Robinson and Eckler. Like, you right. know, their quarterback can run, even though he doesn't do it a whole lot. I think he was there. Was he their leading rusher? Or at least was their second leading. Or he might have been their second. I know he was at least their second leading rusher. So I'm just saying, if Jalen can't provide those rushing yards for us, then it means it puts it all on Saquon and Kenny Gainwell.
Right. That's why I'm giving the Commanders that point. So basically, yeah.
So 3 out of 4. You're giving us 3 out of 4.
Right. We'll win it 3-1.
Okay.
And we're off to the Super Bowl, baby. You know? And then it goes down there because, you know, Patrick Mahomes, you know, they're going to make sure he gets in there so that they can say, you know, the brother thing again, you know, you know what I mean, even though we still haven't had the first Super Bowl with the two black quarterbacks because I think Patrick got a little bit too much creamer in the sugar.
Oh,
in the
car, okay. You know what I'm saying? God.
So, yeah, I'm just saying.
All right. You know what I mean? Now, OG, there. I'm going to ask you next question just so you can say yourself. But for the Coheed and Cambria tickets for next question today, give us a breakthrough performance.
Oh, yeah. OG Way on Knowledge Without College
there
tonight
you go.
At all right. 7.
Right. No. You're not promoting your show. We're going to dump that next time.
Justin's show.
Yeah, Justin's show. The real question is, because Knowledge Without College, OG Wade show, is everywhere, right? The question is, if we are in New Orleans for the Super Bowl, is Knowledge Without College represented by Justin or OG? Who ends up being there? There's no doubt Justin will be there.
Oh, Justin will be there, yeah.
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 Do you think he'll be on Radio Row wandering around?
I'll see him out of the corner of my eye.
So we always mention Justin. OG Wade has a producer named Justin, mm-hmm. who is an unassuming young man, always very polite. But everywhere you look, sort of, you see, like everywhere we go.
Yeah, he was at the pregame show Sunday.
Yeah, he's there somehow,
yep.
always.
Yep.
And I don't think Knowledge
Lurking.
I don't think Knowledge Without College is paying a full-time salary, so I don't know what Justin does, how he has the ability to go everywhere. But
when you get to work with such a talent like OG, you know, that pays for itself.
Yeah.
You learn so much. The 4-point system.
Yeah.
That for free.
I may come for money.
Who, Justin?
Yeah.
Yeah, independently wealthy?
Yeah, who knows? Well, his parents could be, I don't know.
Maybe some good stock trade. Maybe he's a crypto guy.
Crypto, bro?
Yeah, maybe he's a
would
crypto.
Would it surprise you?
Nothing would surprise
me. Well, he's clearly not doing it for money.
No, I don't think so.
And he's happy with it.
Maybe for fame?
So it must be that, well, certainly to be noticed. Yes,
yeah,
yes,
for
he's
sure.
certainly on the OG train to stardom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Slowing down, by the way, the OG train.
Yeah.
He peaked 2 years ago.
Yeah, I would say, I think that's
he
fair.
Peaked?
Yeah, I think he peaked.
Yeah, he peaked.
He peaked with the Jalen Super Bowl year.
Super Bowl year?
Yeah.
Well.
Now he's been exposed. Now there's OGs,
right.
you know.
Yeah,
an
now, listen, I hear you. It's tough when your guy isn't necessarily. Like, I don't know if OG has been exposed as much as maybe Jalen isn't as good.
As he
right
thought he
now.
Was
yeah,
be.
So, right. you know, now it's more or less when you don't have the player there. for you to brag about. It's hard for you to continue that. So he's constantly pivoting and figuring out ways to sort of.
You do have some experience in hitching your train to
tell
one specific player and not working out the way you wanted it to.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Still scarred by that 2020 season.
Then, as well you should be.
I tell you what, though. Here's what I'll tell you real quick before we go to break.
Mm-hmm.
The end of the 2019 season, Fritzy, when the Bronco was bucking to get him to the playoffs, that was my high water mark.
It was a good moment.
Yeah, that was. Now, I died when
Clowney hit him
in the back of the head.
Oh, the fake concussion.
Yeah, he died. The fake concussion.
The undiagnosed concussion.
Yeah, it died then. But I'm just saying, leading up to the end to get him into the playoffs with no receivers, I was on the top of the mountain, man.
You had made your comeback.
From the
Super Bowl with Mickey. And got you.
Yep.
All right.
And then it died.
You had a good run. Uh, 215-592-9494. Is this the best coaching job in Philly sports history? Coming up next, we are joined for one full hour, Tuesdays with Elliot. Elliot Shore Parks hopefully has some sort of update, maybe, on Jalen's knee.
Yeah, do some work.
And Quinyon Mitchell's shoulder. Yeah, you want insider of the year or what? We're going to have to give it to McManus. Doesn't even work for ESPN. We're going to have to give it to him? What are we doing here? All right, Elliot's next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.